scripture that I'm going to read. And if you don't do anything else, would you listen to the scripture, what it says? They something missing in our church world today. Now, I know there's a lot of times we like to go back on things. He wasn't just a God of yesterday, but He's still a God today. He's still in charge. But now, if you would bear with me just for a little bit, I don't know, I may wind up reading in about, probably maybe three different places, but one place, in 1 John. I'd love you to turn your Bibles to 1 John. Young people, I'm going to tell you something this morning. I sat there and just been eating on me pretty heavy this morning about how our young ones have had come up in this old world in the times that we are living in. I'm sorry that you didn't have the privilege of growing up in a time that I grew up in. I'm sorry that the world that we're living in is in the shape that it's in. Now, as they pick your say, well, if I'd have known then what I know now. I'm like, Brother Don, there's been a time when I sat in your shoes. I was young, Don, and had other things in mind. Not realizing who was in control of the elements around me. But I'm glad this morning that there was a place and a time that the Lord come by and spoke to my heart and helped me to realize, hey, hell's going to be real. It's going to be real. I know we're living in a time, say there ain't no such thing anymore. But I'm here to tell you this morning that sure, as we're in this house, amen, if that rich man in the Bible could come back here for just a few minutes, amen, he'd change our mind. But I want you to listen right here in 1 John chapter number 4. Chapter number 4, verse number 1. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but cry the spirit, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye heard that it should come, even now, already in the world. Amen. The spirit of the Antichrist. Amen. In other words, the spirit of the devil is in our land today. Amen. It's out there to corrupt. Amen. Thank God the young mind that we have. Amen. In this house today. Amen. The devil would love nothing. Amen. Better this morning than to take you and take you through the things. Amen. Of this world out here. Amen. It caused you problems. Amen. Preacher, well, it ain't going to cause me no problem. Amen. It'll cause you problems. Amen. Out there somewhere, folks. Amen. If you don't believe it will, but there's some hospitals. Amen. This morning, if you could go and visit for just a little while, amen, probably would change your mind. Well, they got a hospital down yonder, amen, where they drug addicts and have drunks, amen, where they have toxicomaniacs, amen, trying to rehabilitate, amen, them, but their mind, amen, the drugs and the things that they have in our world today, amen, thank God, have took their minds away from us, amen, this morning. They're not able this morning to comprehend, amen, what's going on even here, amen, in their presence this morning. Amen, they don't understand how their mind has left them. Amen, but here we are this morning. Amen, I look around this morning. I see all you young ones. Amen, thank God. And I can see, amen, this morning you still got your mind. Amen, good mind about you this morning. Amen, but you know what? Amen, now a lot of folks say today, amen, the preacher, you're preaching, amen, a hard way. Amen, but I'd love to read you something else. Amen, if you would allow me this morning. Amen, I know you've done a lot this morning. Amen. But take a lot on my heart. Amen. Amen. This morning. And I know it's family day. Amen. Thank God. But your family, amen, and my family this morning, amen, need to be saved. Amen. Thank God. And that's my whole, amen, heart purpose this morning. Amen. It's to see sinners. Amen. Get by the Lord. Amen. This morning. Amen. If you would, amen, I'd love for you to go back with me, amen, for just a minute, amen, into the book of Jeremiah, amen, numbers, chapter number 6, amen, the Jeremiah, I'm going to read you a verse, amen, right here, amen, and find out, amen, this morning, what's a mention, amen, thank God, in our day, that we're living in, it's a mission. To me in our churches today. Amen. Thank God. Chapter number 6. Amen. Verse number 16. Amen. The scripture said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old path and wherein is a good way and walk therein and ye shall find rest. For your soul. Amen. And now listen. What they've done in that time. Amen. And I can see it. Amen. In the time that we're living in today. But they said, we will not walk therein. Amen. Fade away. Amen. Thank God that God has set out. Amen. For the children of God. Amen. To walk in. Amen. Folks, I want to tell you something. Amen. I walk around. Amen. Thank God that I've had him to tell me. Amen. To my faith, preacher. How that way is too hard. Amen. We can't live that way. Amen. But hear me this morning. Amen. Thank God. Is it done been said? Amen. Thank God. They somebody. Amen. You may think you stand it. Amen. All to yourself. Amen. But hear me this morning. Amen. Thank God. If you'll turn everything, amen, over to the Lord. Amen. And stand. Amen. And see. Amen. Speak out. How this old path. Amen. Thank God that the scripture is telling us about. If you'll find in. Amen. And get in it this morning. How you'll find out how that it is the best way. This is the best way. Amen. Well, I think about this tonight. More scripture run in my mouth. Amen. This morning. We are down to the place. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you this right here. Amen. The world, I turn over to whether you die and go to hell or not. Right. Amen. The devil, the adversary. Yes. Amen. That's walking up and down this earth seeking whom he may devour, what the scripture says. Amen. This morning he loves to take you out amen, this morning to destroy your life this morning. Do you know that? Amen. David McMicken, amen, thank God if that adversary could get around, amen, and get it over David this morning. Amen, thank God he corrupts you. Amen, you know what? Amen, that would be his delight. Amen, that stopped old David's life, amen, from shining this morning. How do you know that? Amen, Lord, that somehow or another, amen, their lives have begun to get down. Have people take it, amen, anymore. But this old way, amen, that old time, away, thank God, amen, of holiness, amen, that people shun, amen, they shun that very thing, amen, that very word, amen, holiness this morning. But let me tell you something, amen, thank God, that is God, amen, thank God. Amen, a denomination. Amen, but the way of holiness. Amen, thank God, is a way of life this morning. Amen, it's a good, clean, separated life. Preacher, I can't do it. Amen, let me tell you something this morning. Amen, I know for a surety that you can't do it. Amen, I know that this morning. Well, what is that like? Amen, thank God to have a Savior. Amen, thank God. I'm taking you by the hand. Amen, to lead you in this way.
Amen.
Right. He'll lead you in this path. I believe the Psalm of David said that he said he would lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, the enemy, amen, is out there, had to destroy you, had to do away with you. Amen, but here we are, with a Savior, standing at the right hand, amen, of God this morning. And they'll take hold of you. He'll lead you and guide you, amen, in all of these ways. And he said in another place, amen, said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll go all the way, even to the end of the world. You're going to need him then. But you're this hard. You're asking too much of me.
Listen.
I'm not asking anything of you. I'm just trying to tell you and help you, amen, to find a way. Amen, this morning that is good. I'm talking about something that will take care of you. Amen, thank God when we get down yonder. Amen, I'm talking about something. Amen, thank God when the devil thinks, boy, I've got this one. Amen, I've got them where I want. Amen, now let me tell you something. Amen, a lot of people think, boy, when you get right, amen, you're fixing to go through this world, amen, without any trouble or trial. Amen, boy, hear me this morning. Amen. You want to know something, Lord? I'll tell you the truth. Amen. I'm not going to tell you like some of them tell you. Amen. They'll tell you it's all right. Amen. Go ahead and do whatever you want to do. That's right. Amen. But I'm here to tell you this morning. Amen. It's going to take some separating. Amen. Ourselves. Amen. From some of the things that us. Amen. Preacher. Amen. Does that mean I ain't going to never have a problem? No, sir. Amen. Thank God. You get right with God. Amen. You're sure to have problem. Amen. Thank God as anybody else. Amen. Oh, amen. It's always good. Amen. Thank God. How to walk along and know that somebody has got you by the hand. Amen. It's going to help you through these times. Oh, preacher, it's still. Amen. This is too hard. Amen. Lord. Have that morning fold. Amen. This is not. Amen. A hard way this morning. Amen. Amen. The scripture said, the way of a Christian. better. Lord. Amen. This morning. Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen. Take another place. Amen. I'm from the picture that I have to read. Amen. This morning. But understand this morning, folks. Amen. You're going to have trouble and trials in this world. Amen. Whether you say, amen, or whether you lost. Amen. For the scripture said, a man that was born, amen, of a woman in 2 days and full of trouble. Amen. Thank God this morning. And so you're going to face trouble and you're going to face crown. Amen. Regardless what kind of shape, amen, that you in this morning, but hear me. Amen. I may have to walk. Amen. Thank God through this valley. Amen. Thank God. A battle won again. Amen. But you hear me. Amen. May somebody I'm going to walk this valley with me. Amen. Thank God. His name is Jesus. Amen. How do you know he is, preacher? He said he wasn't going to leave me. Amen. That's why I'm going to try to hold out. Amen. I'm going to try to hold on. Amen. Thank God to that unseen hand. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
This morning, preacher, it's still a hard way.
Bless you, Father.
No. It ain't no hard way. Amen. This is the way. This is the way. Amen, this morning. Preacher, I'm having a real good time. I don't doubt that. Amen, for the scripture said, they were pleasure in sin for a season. Amen. Now, for me to tell you that you can't have fun out there in the world would be a lie. For you can. But it's going to stop. It's going to come to an end. And then what are we going to do? Amen. Now if you read the scripture, you'll find out that it said, amen, that it was appointed unto man once to die. Amen. And after this, the judgment. Amen. They two things that you're not going to skip. You may yet die. Amen. And this whole world down here, amen, you may skip and get around the law. Amen, you may pull a common credit. Amen, and get by the judge. Amen, thank God, whatever you do, you might skip some things down here. Amen, but the scripture said, amen, that it was appointed. Amen, you've got a day. Amen, and you've got a day. And old Oscar's got a day out there somewhere. Amen, thank God. And that he's going to have to stand. Amen. There's a time out there, David, and when there's somebody right here. Amen. Thank God the scripture said, I would go back to the dust of the earth, from where it came. Amen. This morning, this old thing that you're looking at is going to die. Amen. It's a fixing to go back. Amen. Turn to dust. Amen. Whoa. But you know what? Amen. There's something on the inside of it. Amen. There's a yearning. There's a tug and a pulling from that man on the inside. How to get back yonder from where it come from. But I'm going to have to stand before the Lord in that judgment. Just like you will.
Amen.
Just like you will. Amen. Just like Donald Trump will. Just like Obama will. Amen. Hitler. All of these right here. Amen. As sure as you in this house, they'll stand before that Almighty God this morning. They'll give an account. Amen. The scripture said, give an account. And for the deeds done in this body, whether they be good or whether they be evil. I'm going to give an example. Amen. I'm going to. You're going to. Amen. And they will. Amen. I believe the Scripture said to them, amen, I was going to see him face to face. He went down to them. Amen. That pierced his side when he was on that cross. Amen. They're going to see him face to face. Amen. They're going to give him the chance. Oh, but you know what the Lord said? He looked around. Amen. Thank God. And I believe he looked up to heaven right about then. He said, Father, said, forgive them. For they know not what they do. Amen. He didn't lay that debt to their charge. Amen. Thank God. I believe there would have been hope. Amen. For them just like you. Amen. Today. Amen. Oh, Lord, preacher. Amen. I can't see where that I can live. Amen. Separated. I've got to look and act. Amen. Do all the things that my friends do. Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Amen. Thank God, James, this morning there's a lot of boys, amen, that I'd grown up with. Amen. I'm talking about some that we was close friends. Amen. Thank God, some of them's done what ought to be with the Lord. Amen. They've won buried right over here in Walker Chapel. Amen. Cemetery. We live neighbors to one another. Amen. Thank God that about the age of 24, amen, thank God he had played around. Amen, with the things outside in the world. Amen, and wound up. Amen, and getting burned up in a house. Amen, like they come, I can't imagine. Amen, this morning. Amen, and giving his life. Amen, here on this side. Amen, in a blazing fire. Amen, can't you imagine? Amen, this morning. Amen, if you was in a fire somewhere, amen, he couldn't get out. Amen, screaming. I'm begging and pleading, say, God, get me out of here. Amen, this morning that would be an awful thought and an awful way to have to go out of this life. Amen, but let me tell you something else. Amen, there's a life hereafter. Amen, this morning it's going to be a lot worse, amen, and that nothing right there would ever be. Amen, when you can imagine. Amen, thank God. Amen, and going out of here. Amen, it ain't going to be just nobody here. Amen, for this one right here. Amen, they do it every day down yonder. They cremate bodies all the time. Amen, you hear me. Amen, this whole thing you're looking at. Amen, he'll burn up. Amen, and be gone. One day, man. Amen, God. I'm fixing to give somebody. Amen, thank God. And I'd love to have one. That's a life everlasting. I'll be with the Lord. But there's going to be one. Amen, they'll receive a body. That's an everlasting. Our destruction. Amen, I'm talking about a body. Amen, that's going to die. Amen, go to hell this morning. Amen. It'll never die, David. Amen. It'll cross up there with toss and turn. Amen. We have been begging. Amen. For somebody. Amen. Thank God. Come. Amen. Thank God. Dip your finger. Amen. In water to my tongue. Amen. For I'm tormented. They're going to be tormented.
Amen.
Tormented. Day and night. Never no relief. Never no relief. I don't know about you this morning. But I'm going to tell you about a man. A man that worked with me. Not every day a fit to work. He worked with me. He's 63, 64 year old. Now, when he was about 30 something, he was running a big old piece of equipment, a chipping trees up in there. When he was in the cab of that big old chipper, amen, and he got trapped in that thing, a hydraulic line blowed. That cab caught on fire. All the hydraulic was under it. And they was a burning. Had him on fire. And he don't know, and the men around him don't ever know how that he got out
of that gal with that pie. But he wound up hitting the ground out yonder somewhere. And that man today, the biggest portion of his body is burnt. A man, his hand is burnt, so he can't hardly use it much. You look at him, his face, you tell him it's been burnt. But you know what that man told me? He looked me in the eye. He said, Oscar, he said, if I know today that I shouldn't have to go back through that fire again, he said, I'd just take a gun and end it. That fire is not what's going to hurt you. But the one you're after is what's going to hurt you. When you have to spend eternity. He told me, he said, I can't stand the thought of having to die and go to hell and spend eternity in something like that. Preacher, I can't do this. I know you can't. I'm telling you, you can't by yourself. You can't do it. But I'm going to tell you this right here. Now, I'm going to read you another verse of Scripture here in just a minute. I want you to listen to it real good when I read it. This whole path, he said, stand you in the way and see an ass. He said, when you find it, he said, walk in it. Amen. And I'm going to say this right here. And I'm going to be as honest with y'all as I know how to be this morning. You know what I would do this morning? Amen. It would not bother me one bit in this world, James. I'd love to have what young people we got in this service this morning. I'd love to have them. I'm talking about hooked up in the middle of this old time way. You know what I'd do? I'd take you a bunch of young people. Hey man, I wouldn't be afraid to face the world with you. In the center of this old way. I'm talking about something to help you. I'm talking about something to lead you. Amen. Down to the place where you think, oh, I'm doing this right here and get by me. Hey man, tell me something up there that'll warn you, say, hey, this ain't right. This ain't right. Don't do it this way. And it'll lead you into the right way. You keep it in. Amen. Nice keeping time this morning.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you what that old time way is, and that path that the Lord told us to stand and see. Amen. And this is it this morning. You take it for whatever it's worth to you. Amen. There's a whole lot more in this than I even thought about. Amen. This morning, there's a lot of pain. I thought, boy, I can get this out of that and that out. It ain't come that way. Amen. This morning. But if you've got your Bible, amen, would you just turn to the 11th chapter of Matthew? I want to read you a verse or two right here and leave it in you. Now, everybody feels like, amen, this right preacher, this is just too hard. Amen. I can't do this right here. Amen. But I'm going to read you something out right here that will help you to understand that you can this morning. Amen. It's by the help of the Lord. It ain't. Amen. Mount Moriah Church can't do it for you. Amen. David McNichol can't do it for you. James Chambers can't. Amen. Oscar Williams can't. Amen. But I'm telling you this morning, there is a God in heaven, and He's got a Son sitting at His right hand. Amen. Thank God that's ready, waiting, thank God, to make intercession. Amen. For you and I this morning.
Thank you.
Amen. Now, I want you to listen to this real close. You got your Bible, read along. Chapter 11 of St. Matthew. Verse number 28.
Yes.
He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Right there on this next verse, it said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Oh, Lord. Amen. Whenever you feel like the world has got you overwhelmed and you can't do anything about it, amen, all you've got to do is go to the Lord. Amen. Thank God I've been there. Amen. I know what it's like. Amen. Thank God to be loaded down out of the cares of this world. Amen. But when I get a place and get along with God, amen, I find out. Amen. Thank God the one that saved me. Amen. He's there to help me through the trouble and the trial. He'll take care of you. You'll find rest under your soul. He said, now listen. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Thank you, Lord. I want to ask some of you older ones a question right now. Hey, man, I'm not going to ask you something right here, and I want to see your hand on this right here. Hey, man, how many of you have been through places and times? Hey, man, where you felt like you just loaded down. Hey, man, my God, seemed like you couldn't put one foot in the front of another. Hey, man, thank God the burden just seems so heavy. Hey, man, when you get along somewhere, hey, man, and you begin to talk to Him. Hey, man, I'm talking about the one. Yeah. Hey, man, thank God able to lift that load. Hey, man, I'll tell you this morning. Hey, man, how many of you ever been there? And said, oh, Lord, this is heavy. I can't do it. Hey, man, thank God. When I think about that there. Hey, man, I think about the little thing that you see on the walls a lot of times. Hey, man, maybe a beast down through there. And just one set of tracks. Hey, man, down through there. Hey, man, you begin to wonder about it. Hey, man, this morning, hear me. Hey, man, thank God there's been a lot of times, amen. Hey, man, that the Lord had the carry on us
through. That's right.
And I thank Him, and I praise Him
naturally
for the time that He carried me, which is a big portion of my life. I'm telling you, somebody that loves you.
Amen.
I'm talking about somebody that won't run out on you. Amen. Kid, let me tell you something. Amen. I'm going to tell you this right here, and you take this to somebody. Amen. I know some of you got good friends. Amen. I'm telling you, I believe you have. Amen. I had some back yonder. Amen. When I was growing up, amen, if I needed somebody to get my back, amen, I didn't have to worry about that. Amen. But I'm going to tell you this right here. There's going to be a place out yonder somewhere. Amen. Thank God there ain't going to be nobody to get your back. Amen. Thank God for the devil's out to get you and destroy. Amen. The scripture said the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. And he's doing it. Amen. Every day around us. Amen. But how many of y'all love to have somebody? Amen. How many of you young ones this morning? Amen. Would love to have a friend. Amen. The Bible says we'll stick closer than a brother. Amen. Closer than a sister. Closer than a brother or father. Amen. Thank God. I'm talking about somebody. Amen. In the wee hours of the night. Amen. When you wake up. Amen. You feel like everything's coming down around you. Amen. Thank God I'm talking about somebody. Amen. That'll be there with you. Amen. Thank God in the midnight hour. Amen. When you wake up and you need have somebody to talk to. A mom and dad friend. Have somewhere piled up asleep. Amen. What I'm talking about. Amen. A Savior. How that never sleeps, amen. I mean, a lot to have a friend like that. There is not a friend.
Amen.
Amen. Not a friend like him. David. I look at you this morning. Amen. I feel like you're probably just like some of the rest of us, one of the closer friends that I've got. Amen. Rest of you, close friend of mine. But if the chip was down at the right time and the right place, you wouldn't be able to stand with me. But you know what? All that I hold of that unchanging hand.
Amen.
Amen. I hold of that right there. Amen. I do what he tells me to do. I do my best to live right for him. Amen. You know what he'll do? He'll be right there. He'll take you by the hand. Oh, preacher. He won't do that for me. Listen to what he's told. The Psalm of David said. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. When it comes down time, prepare a way to lay this whole body down and give up the ghost. Hey man, you're going to need somebody right then to carry you over. You're going to need him this morning. Amen. I want to come to you a song. I want you to think about it this morning. You get a hold of some of these orders, you'll find out some of the troubles and trials. Amen. That some of them have been through. They're still around and their trials probably are not over. They're probably going to have to face some more. You look at them this morning, you question them. They still have to reach up and take hold of that unchanging hand. I'm going to tell you something this morning. I say to you, say, oh, preacher, you don't understand all of this. Hey, I understand a whole lot more than you think I do this morning.
Bless you, Father.
Ain't one story that I can tell you about me. My wife can tell it to you. And I'm going to go in all of it. And I'm talking about down to a place now. Amen. The adversary that you're walking up and down this earth trying to destroy everybody they can. Just about had a watcher where he wanted him. Just about had him there. Amen. For a long time, he ever had the privilege of looking over that old machine. I worked on down there at game time, but they were a spell right there. That you could stand over that thing, and where them tears dropped over that machine right there, you could see spots of rust on that thing, not where I wept over that thing trying to work. But Jesse was there. Amen. There were times right there that the enemy just about had me where he wanted me. But you know what happened? We think we ain't got nothing to pray about. But somebody, somewhere, reached heaven for me.
Thank you, Lord.
And began to shake the prayer bell from heaven. I was sitting up here in the cemetery, and the Lord spoke to me in plain. It's just like one of you said it to me. He said, get up and shake this off, and let's go. Plain. From then from now, it ain't been all easy. But I found out one thing. I have got a real friend.
Yes.
I'm talking about one that will be there when everybody else is gone. He'll still be there this morning. While we stand together.
275.
Amen. This morning. You don't know the Lord. Amen. Let me beg you this morning. Get to know Him.